What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "The Height Pill is Why You Curry Sales Out There Will Never Ever Get Your Pee-Pee Touched." Now, for those of you guys who don't know, the height pill refers to somebody's height, okay? So, height, like face and LMS used to say, is a looks multiplier. Meaning, if you're somebody like me, whose face is not all that attractive, the fact that you're 6'3" or 190 centimeters, that makes you far more attractive than what your face will actually give you. Now, I ran a poll on both MGTOW TV and YouTube, and you guys out there, you all disappoint me, man. I had a video posted of a hot girl at the bar dancing, and I asked you guys, do you think I got her? And like 2/3 of you said no. Guys, I can pull woman. I just don't pull American woman. Now, she's actually coming down with a cold. I think it might be Scamarona or something. She got really sick a couple of hours ago. I went out, I bought her some Theraflu, which I think is a Mexican version of NyQuil. So hopefully she's getting a good night rest and wakes up better tomorrow. So see what happens. Coronavirus ain't that bad. I got it twice, you know. Heck, I might even get it the third time from this girl, but that's okay. At this point, man, coronavirus is pretty much the common cold. Maybe meets the flu a little bit, but this video is not about the Scamarona. It's about the height pill, okay? Now, as you guys know, I'm in San Cristobal in the Mexican state of Chiapas. Now, a quick history lesson for you guys out there, okay? Chiapas used to be part of Guatemala, okay? And the people here are indigenous, so they are ethnically Guatemalan. Now, something to keep in mind is that Guatemalans, as you guys may or may not know, okay, the camera is getting a little bit blurry. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm holding it wrong or something, but I think it's better now. So, Guatemalans are... Damn camera. Okay, let me move. Okay. Guatemalans are on the short side, okay? For example, my girl over there, she's 153 centimeters, meaning she is 5'0" on the dot. I am 190 centimeters, which makes me 6'3". So I am like 40, almost 40 centimeters taller than she is. So when we first met each other, the first thing she did was like, "You're tall." Now, she does speak a little bit of English, and I'm picking up on Spanish. So, relationship is going well. Obviously, Google Translate has been our best friend, but we understand each other. Now, I know some of you guys out there are probably already thinking, "Amr, did you clap them cheeks yet?" Listen, all I'm gonna say is Yogi Ob's mom did not get her $75 for the past couple of nights. Now, a lot of you Indian guys out there, like Yogi Ob's, you're 5'4", 5'5", 5'3", okay? It's over for you. Now, I know some guys out there are going to come into my comment section and say, "Yo, Amr, I'm 5'2", I'm 5'4", and I get pussy." Under what circumstance, bro? Is she drunk? Did you slip her a little something something in her drink? Come on, man. Look, at the end of the day, guys, somebody who has my height is gonna blow you out of the water, Mr. 5 foot 4. Even if your face is hella more attractive than mine, okay? As long as I'm obviously not bald, wearing glasses, or deformed, I'm gonna blow you out of the water with my height superiority over you. That's just how it is. Now, I know some of you Indian guys out there tend to get a little bit smart and say, well, I might be 5'4", 5'5". I'm gonna go to the Philippines. I'm gonna go to Guatemala where the people are like sub 5 feet. Let me tell you something, man. The shorter the girl is, the more she wants a taller dude. Let me say that one more time for all the Indians out there who have a hard time understanding. The shorter the girl, the taller the dude she wants. That's part of hypergamy. Deal with it, guys, okay? And that's how you balance out humanity. So let's say me and this girl, you know, she's 5 feet, I'm 6 foot 3. Let's say me and her had kids. Those kids would be normal people height. Now, here's the deal. This girl had her tubes tied. She had 3 kids already. Same father. Now, you guys need to understand something very important about this small town, San Cristobal, okay? Women here have kids well before the age of 18, okay? I think this girl got pregnant around, what, 14, 15 years old? Something like that. So they get pregnant young here. That's just how it is. That's number one. Number two, her kids are none of my concern. Her parents, they're taking care of the kids. I don't care. None of my concern. Think about it as a employee, okay? You're an employee. Let's say you're the post. Let's say you're the post. Let's say you're the UPS guy. You okay, babe? Kinda hot? That's the fever, guys. I know the feeling. What's happening is that it's actually 55 degrees here in San Cristobal because we are almost 8,000 feet up in the mountains. One something I took notice about me, guys, when I sit down and I kind of go like this, my makes it look like I'm like super fat, which I'm not. I'm not super fat, but makes it look like I'm fat. Anyways, why is this thing zooming in and out like that? I mean, that's fine. I mean, you guys can hear me. I think that's the most important thing. So, what was I telling you? What was I telling you? She had kids, 3 kids. The parents are raising the kids. None of my concern about the kids. None of my business. Like I said, imagine you're a UPS driver, right? UPS, FedEx, whatever, right? Do you bring your kids along with you? No. You go to the same job 5, 10, 15, 20 years. You don't ever bring your kids along with you, okay? Same thing here. Her kids, none of my concern. I don't want to see them. I don't want to know them. That's just how it is. For all of you guys out there, we're gonna say, oh, Amar Simt, he's with a single mother. That's another thing we all need to talk about, guys. See, outside of Chad and Tyrone, which I'm not, by the way, it's very, very hard for a non-Chad, non-Tyrone to get a young woman. And I'm gonna tell you why. A lot of these young women out there, they're out and about, they're having fun, they're focusing on their career, and they're only having sex with the Chads and the Tyrones, and that's it. That's all they want to do. All they want to do is simply have fun. Now, something I've been noticing with a lot of these young women out here, guys, is that these young women, man, they're becoming alcoholics. That's what's happening, you know. It's really sad. You see young girls in their early 20s, they're getting shit-faced. They're drinking themselves until they black out. You know, it's because these women, man, they don't have a purpose in life. That's the problem. You know, women are supposed to be finding that high-quality dude, having his kids, not going around traveling, borrowing money on credit cards, sleeping around with random dudes while they're freaking passed out, you know. So this is so I really feel sorry for all these young millennial Gen Z or Gen Z kids out there. It's like these women, man, you know, this girl is 30 years old. By the time these 21, 22-year-old girls hit 30, man, I don't even know if they can be, if they'll be alive. That's just how bad alcohol is when it comes to women. Heck, this girl is actually an AA herself. Believe it or not, Mexico does have AA. So she's supposed to be sobering up from what I heard. So see how that goes. Now, as for me, Amr Mitwali, look, man, like Coach, like Coach Corey Wayne said, it's all about having fun and hanging out. That's what I'm doing, hooking up and having fun. That's the name of the game here. And hey, she wants to have fun with me? Why not, right? You know, she's young. She's hot. She's light skin. See, I discovered something, guys. I like white-skinned Latinas. That's what I'm attracted to. So, yeah, she's kind of cranky because, again, I think she has the flu going on or something, but she'll be fine. So, the height pill. God almighty, I have to hold the camera up like this. My arms are gonna hurt, but that's okay. So, the height pill, guys. Okay. For you guys to get with a girl, first of all, you have to meet her minimum level of attraction, okay? Now, her minimum level of attraction means she has to take one look at you and say, yeah, I can let him hear it. So you have to meet her minimum level of attraction. And secondly, make sure, well, you can't make sure, but secondly, a guy better than you can't come along, okay? Because if a guy is a little bit hotter than you comes along, guess what? He's gonna take her away from you. So the $1 trillion question here is, how do you keep a woman locked to you? Okay, so let's say you got the girl, she's in your bed. How do you make sure this girl stays with you and doesn't run off with the next guy out there who's a little bit taller than you, a little bit better looking than you, a little bit richer than you? See, this is the most important thing here, and this is where you Indian people lose. You need to have a big you-know-what, and you need to know how to use it. So, you Indian guys out there, you're short. Automatically, that's a turn-off for women. Secondly, you have a small digging stick, like Stiff as Cold would say. So, add that to the fact that you're brown skin, not tan like me. Add to the fact that your phenotype is simply unattractive. Add to the fact that you smell like fucking curry. I mean, let's see. Let me do the math, okay? Indians are short. They have a small digging stick. Their phenotype is unattractive. They smell like curry. So, right off the bat, guys, you have four things going. Oh, yeah. The skin is matte and not glossy. You know, I told you, damn it, I hate it when my arm gets tired. I told you guys, now, damn it, I'm already catching what she has, but that's okay, it's not gonna kill me. God willing, of course. So, like I've said to you Indian guys before, you guys on the Muslim Copper channel, this is probably new to you. When I was getting my hair done back in LA several years ago, a Korean girl, you know, she dated exclusively black dudes, and because black dudes had glossy skin. And I asked her, you know, she was like, "Are you Indian?" I'm like, "No." She was like, "I don't like Indians." And I'm like, "Why don't you like Indians?" She told me because their skin is matte. That's what a hot Korean chick told me. Indians, their skin is matte. Obviously, see how this glows, guys? See? See the white over here? Okay, this is a tan. I don't come out of the box like Yuki Obes brown. Women find that to be repulsive. So, you Indian dudes out there, you have five things going against you, okay? Now, I know we all like to make fun of Yogi Obes and call him the epitome of a curry cell, but the Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth is Yogi Obes mugs 90% of Asian men. And if Yogi Obes is supposed to be the epitome of a curry cell, where does that put the average Indian dude? See, this is what I want you Indian guys out there to understand. Outside of pay to play, or getting a girl drunk, or slipping her a little something in her drink, which is immoral, illegal, and quite frankly, you should be prosecuted to the maximum extent of the law. But you Indian guys out there watching, I understand. The point I am trying to tell people out here is two parts, okay? The height pill is real, okay? Now you guys see me, I'm not Brad Pitt, okay? Look at me guys, look at my smile. See, kind of crooked smile going on. And you guys know I face Mac. You know what I think? What I think attracted this woman to me, as you guys know, I didn't put this video up on the Copper, the Muslim Copper channel. If you guys are watching this on the Muslim Copper channel, please go to my Alpha Male Lifestyle channel on MGTOW TV, because all my videos are on my AML channel on MGTOW TV, and I have videos going back like almost over 3.5 years, okay? So I really don't want to say the same story twice, because the people who've been following me on my AML channel, they heard these stories before, but some of you Muslim Copper guys, you're new, so I have to repeat the same story like the Korean girl who doesn't like Indian dudes because they have matte skin. But follow me on my Alpha Male Lifestyle channel on MGTOW.TV. Okay, so the height is a looks multiplier. I am Armitwali. I'm living proof of that. Look at my face, guys. Look. And this is after face maxing. A couple of weeks ago when I was in Cancun, I spent like $1,200 on buttocks and fillers. So this face is after face maxing. So if you guys think I'm unattractive now, you know, just imagine how I was like 3.5 weeks ago, right? So living proof right in front of you. Not Chad, not Tyrone, definitely not Brad Pitt. Yet there she is. So what's my answer? Height. That's my awesome sauce. That's my secret sauce. It's height. You Indian guys out there, he don't have the height. And the thing I took notice about Indians, you know, I think God doesn't like Indian people. Because the Indians who actually have my height, they have like an oofy doofy face. It's like, okay, God, you gave them the height, that's good, that's good. But you gave them a face that makes a dog run away. It's like, God, why? Do you not like the Indian people or something? Were they like supposed to be some sort of running joke in humanity? But hey, I'm not God, okay? I didn't create you Indian people the way you look. I'm just reporting to you what I see with my own eyes and experimentation, right? You know, science is observation and experimentation. Observation, Indian guys, again, short, unattractive phenotype, mad skin, smelly, and a small digging stick. That's observation, dudes. I mean, don't get mad at me, get mad at God. And the Indians who are actually tall, heck, their face is totally whack. So, and the experimentation is me going out there and seeing what I can get. And you guys saw my girl a couple of seconds ago. You know what I got. So, what I, Amar Mitwali, did is that, what have I been telling you guys for the past couple of months? Again, you Muslim Cooper guys, you're new to the channel. What I've been saying for the past couple of months, get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. I've been telling you that for several months now, okay? I'm living proof. I say what I do. You see, there's a big difference between alpha male lifestyle and alpha male strategies. You see, strategies are good for, say, playing a basketball game, you know, running after a deer, something that is, that has a set duration. Strategies are good for that. Now, long run, strategies are not good for something that should last years or maybe even your entire lifetime, right? This is why a lot of guys go back into Mr. Yo, homie, yo, comment section. They're like, yo, Amos, yo, Amos. I was fucking with this fat ass girl the other day, and now she ghosted me. What happened? Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. You ran game on her. You lied to her. You manipulated her into making her think that you're something that you're not. And she discovered that you're an unimportant loser nobody. That's why she ghosted you. And quite frankly, you should be lucky that you're not in prison for, I don't know, rape or some dumb shit like that. A lifestyle, on the other hand, is that you change your life. Now, did I change who I am? Nope. I'm the same Amar Mitwali as I was back in Miami just 4 weeks ago. Now, the only difference is I just geomaxed and I changed my life. That's all I did. I changed my life. You guys out there, you've seen me in America for 3.5 years. 3.5 years in America, no girl. I come here, three and a half weeks later, right there, guys. She's right there. You can hear her breathe. So you know she's real, huh? Not a doll. Okay? So, the point of this video that I want to tell to a lot of guys out there, and I don't want to give guys false hope, okay? The worst thing you can do to a person is give them false hope, okay? If you're an ugly motherfucker, if you're an unattractive motherfucker, that's just how you're gonna be to all the women out there, okay? Don't come to San Cristobal, don't go to Manila in the Philippines and think to yourself, Oh, well, you know, the people there are poor, the women are short, so they'll have to get with me. Nope. Women have options. And even if a woman got with you, somebody like me comes along, I'm taking your girl. That's just how it is, bro. And it's not like I'm gonna pursue her. She's literally gonna jump on my cock because of the height. So I know there's a lot of people out there who get upset at the height pill. They're like, oh, height doesn't mean anything. I'm 5'4" and I get pussy. Yeah, can you keep that pussy next to you in bed? No, you can't. You can only get that pussy when she's drunk or you slipped her a little something something in her drink, okay? I don't drink, you know, and I told this girl, you don't drink either, okay? So she's not here because I got her drunk at the bar. She's here because she likes my height and she likes the way I do what I used to do to Yogi Obst's mom. Let's just leave it at that. So it's really very, very difficult for me to give false hope to people who just aren't attractive, okay? I mean, I don't want to be a liar, okay? I know in some of my past videos I said if you're a short dude like 5'3", 5'4", go to like a remote Philippines island and get with a woman there who's 4'11". I know I've said that in the past. Now, to better add on to it, go to a remote island where a woman doesn't have a cell phone, and most importantly, an island where I don't show up. Because again, height pill is actually more real the shorter the girl is. The shorter the girl is, the taller the dude she wants. That's part of hypergamy. Even if she got her tubes tied and not gonna have any more children, height pill is real, gentlemen. So as long as you are not Indian, I hate to say it. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. As long as you're not Indian, you got the height, you will win. And again, you need to be over 6 feet. I know a lot of you guys out there, you get upset at that. It's like, look, bro, women want guys over 6 feet tall, okay? Only 14% of men are over 6 feet, and only like what, 3 to 4% of men are over 6'2". So even though looks wise I'd be in the bottom 80%, height wise I'm in the top 5%, okay? So, and just to let you know, I actually beat out Chad to get this girl, so. And Chad was taller than me. But keeping it 100, you know, Chad didn't pursue her. Then again, I didn't pursue her either. We had a mutual friend introduce her to me, and and the rest is history, as they would say. Now, let me tell you something, guys. Whether you know a woman for 1 day, 1 hour, or 6 years, attraction is the single most important thing, okay? You see, when a woman is attracted to you like that, she doesn't care. She doesn't care what you do, how big is your bank account, what kind of car you drive, where you live, okay? This girl never asked me, what do you do for a living? She never asked me, how much money do you have in your bank account, okay? She never asked me if I have a college degree. You know who asked me all that? The hijabi of an ex-dead, right? So this just goes to show you guys, if a woman likes you like that, she doesn't care how much you make. She doesn't care what college degree you have. Now, when I say she doesn't care about how much you make, doesn't mean you fucking live under a bridge, okay? It simply means as long as you can feed her, put a roof over her head, that's really what a woman wants, as long as she likes you like that. If she doesn't like you like that, well, man, you have to work a lot, you have to buy her this, you have to buy her that. You see, I don't want this video to go super long, but if I have to, I have to, you know. Because the Muslim Coper channel, you know, there's a lot of Muslims out there who are Pakistani, Indians, and Arabs. A lot of you guys out there need to understand, man, that your woman don't like you. They don't respect you, okay? You see, yeah, she's asleep. You see, I am her Metwali to this woman. I'm a conquistador, baby. That's what I am. I'm a motherfucking conquistador. So, you guys need to understand, okay? We always hear about women getting on their backs for the invader. That's very, very true. And the reason behind it is that the invader usually is more dominant than the person who's being invaded. So, when I come here from America, you know, granted, I am a Metwal, I'm the most peaceful person you'll ever know. I wouldn't hurt a fly. The fact that I'm here from America, and in all honesty, man, I've been telling these people I'm from Egypt. Even at that, guys, the fact that I'm a foreigner here, that means I am of higher status. And again, if you look at the people around San Cristobal, man, okay, and this is one last thing I want to bring up to you guys. I actually made a video almost 3 years ago. Almost 3 years ago, I made a video. And it had to do with the Philippines, of all places. You see, in the video, I said, for you to properly get a woman and keep her, you need to be in an environment where her hypergamy is like in a small cup, you know. Imagine a small cup, medium cup, big cup, or you can have one of those cups that is a fountain cup that just keeps on flowing, right? You know, in the West, a woman's hypergamy is a lot like a fountain cup. It just keeps on flowing, man. You can't put a lid on it, right? Here in San Cristobal, you can put a lid on a woman's hypergamy, and that woman's hypergamy is small, okay? For me, you know, let's say, now let's say I'm gonna decide to take care of this girl. Let's say I'm gonna tell her, "Hey babe, don't work. I'm gonna take care of you." How much do you think it's gonna cost me to take care of this girl? You know, a couple $100 a month to take care of her, you know? Right? Hypergamy is in a very, very small cup here in San Cristobal, okay? That's number one. Number two, this Airbnb that we're in right now, this is more than what these people here make in a month, okay? So, as you guys can obviously tell, I'm up here when it comes to hypergamy, but their hypergamy is down here. So, obviously, I'm gonna win. That's just how it is. Now again, I don't want to give any of you false hope, because the last thing I want is a bunch of curry sales coming here and fucking shit up for me, okay? Now, here in Mexico, they actually think I'm half white, half Mexican. Okay? I have not been called a motherfucking Indian. No, I was actually called Indian once a couple of days ago, and I was about ready to beat the shit out of her, but she was from San Francisco, you know. And I've been to San Francisco, and I know for a fact that San Francisco is filled with curry sales. So, you know, I forgave her. Otherwise, I'd have beat the shit out. So, oh, damn, if I get, you know, guys, if you see me like cold, you know, get coming down with a freaking flu or whatever the next couple of videos, it's all her fault. So, yeah, when it came to the local people, man, I have not been called Indian. Again, they think I'm half white, half Hispanic, which obviously gives me a higher status because the vast majority of people here, they're indigenous, you know, they're brown, they're short. I mean, I'm actually surprised, you know, this girl is white. You know, she's got to have some like white genes in her, but at the same time, she doesn't go out in the sun and she uses sunscreen, so But yeah, man, I actually find myself attracted to light skin Latinas, you know. And the good thing about having a girl like this is that other girls notice you. You know, being this is a very, very small town, guys. Everybody knows everybody. There's like three street. There's like, let's see, one, two. There's like two streets in this entire. I take it back, three. There's like three streets in this entire town that this town revolves around. Three streets. I see the same people every day. So people talk, man. And the best way to get introduced to women is by social mechs. And you see, you know, the days of just going up to some random woman, running game on her, yo, whom you, alpha man, those days have long been gone. You know, the only reason strategies work is that because you lie and manipulate a woman and you tell her, oh yeah, I got a Lamborghini Diablo, it's in the shop right now. Or a Bill Gates is gonna invest $1 trillion in my next business. Yeah, a woman will get with you because you're using her hypergamy against her, like a certain PUA out there tells you, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. But in general, guys, man, the days of PUA, man, they long been gone. Because the last thing a woman wants is to have some random dude pump and dump her, okay? So again, in the case of this woman, I was introduced to her by a mutual friend, and the rest is history. You know, as you guys can see, you know, you think this girl sleeps in a nice place like this? No. So when her friend is like, hey, this is my friend, he's from America. Mission accomplished. In fact, I didn't, guys. I didn't do anything to get this girl, okay? I didn't dance like a monkey. I didn't pay to play. I definitely didn't lie to her and manipulate her and walk around the bar grabbing my junk saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha. I did nothing of that. She just saw a tall, I like to think I'm good looking, especially after Face Maxine in Cancun. She just saw a tall, good looking dude who had higher status than the indigenous people. So, again, if I was some random dude who ran game on her, yeah, I could have pumped her and dumped her, but hey, she's right there next to me, okay? In fact, tomorrow, I'm supposed to go out on a tour tomorrow. One of those excursions, the excursions is going to a place called Chiflon Lake. It's really nice. That's what everybody says. I'm supposed to be going out on one of those tours tomorrow, and in all likelihood, guys, if she wakes up tomorrow and she's not okay, well, guess what? I'm just gonna cancel the tour and just spend the day with her. So, do you think some random dude she met at the club would have stayed with her when she's sick? Absolutely not. So, see, this is what I'm trying to tell you guys out there, okay? Women need to feel comfortable with you. And like Hold the Truth Hostage said on MGTOW TV, if a woman is physically attracted to you like that, she feels comfortable with you, okay? This is not the first time this girl slept in my bed. And it's not gonna be the last time either, okay? So, back in Egypt, man, Muslim women are fucked up in the head, you know. Back in Egypt, I came out of a stairwell. I was going up the stairs, and this girl that I've known for like fucking 15, 20 years, she was like, "Oh, you scared me." You think this girl would ever say, "Oh, you scared me?" Absolutely not. See, when a woman is attracted to you like that, she feels comfortable enough to be with you. Let me say that one more time. If a woman is attracted to you like that, she feels comfortable to be with you. I could be a murderer, I can be a rapist, I could be a horrible human being, but because she's attracted to me, she doesn't have to worry about any of that. You see, this is why women, see, this is what you guys need to understand, okay? When a woman calls a guy a creep, the guy could be the nicest, kindest person on the face of the planet, but she's not attracted to him like that. When a woman is not attracted to a guy, especially when she finds him sexually repulsive, she's gonna call him a creep. She might even go as far as to call the police on him, I did a video on my Alpha Male Lifestyle channel. You guys can go look it up by going back in my catalog on MGTOW TV. An Indian PUA in London was sentenced to 2 years in prison for trying to talk to women. Can you imagine that? You went to a prison for 2 years for trying to talk to white women. I mean, there's nothing lower than that, but this just goes to show you how women think of Indian guys, And guess who hates Indian guys the most? Indian woman, A white girl, she doesn't have to worry about ending up with an Indian dude, but Indian woman, on the other hand, at the end of the day, man, an Indian woman, she's gonna get hit on by Indian guys, and God forbid, she's gonna end up with a curry cell. So, Indian women hate Indian men the most. See, the more a woman has to deal with you, either the more she's gonna hate you or the more she's gonna love you. This is why I tell you guys, when you get with a woman, fuck the shit out of her. You just keep on going until she falls in your arms. That's how you know a girl likes you like that. Now, as somebody who was married to a hijabi, okay, I can sit here and I can tell you the difference between this girl and the hijabi. It's like night and day difference, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, whether you know a girl for a day, a week, a month, a year, 15, 20 years, none of that shit matters, man. All that matters is she attracted to you like that? And she has to be attracted to you. Okay, like I said, this girl, she never asked me, "Hey, how much money do you have in your bank account? What do you do? What's your college degree in?" She never asked me any of those questions. the ex of a hijabi, she did that. This is what, see, this is really what I want you guys out there to understand, okay? If a girl doesn't like you like that, it's over, okay? Especially if she's asking, like, how much money you make, what kind of car you drive, where do you live, throw her in the garbage. Again, out of personal experience, okay? I am telling you out of personal experience, the difference between, look, man, I'm probably going to miss out on a great 12-hour trip tomorrow, non-refundable, but I'm willing to do that to be with this girl while she's sick, okay? With the ex of a hijabi, I fucking hopped on a plane and went back to America without telling her. I booked the plane ticket, and then I told her, like, the day I'm leaving that, hey, I'm going to America, you know? Can you imagine that, guys? Can you imagine being, having it so toxic with a woman where you have to, like, leave, like, next day because the situation is so toxic? Can you imagine that, guys? But yet, opposite of that, heck, I'll spend all of tomorrow with this girl right here just to make sure she's okay. So I am here to tell you guys out there, especially all of you Muslim coppers, that you need a woman who likes you like that. She has to be physically attracted to you, like Hold the Truth hostage said. Anything outside of physical attraction, okay, throw the girl away, okay, guys? And again, height is a looks multiplier, okay? Imagine this face on a 5'4" body, or even a 5'10" body. I'd quite frankly be an incel, right? So the fact that this face is on a 6'3" body, hey man, this is proof right there, guys, okay? You know, again, you can hear her breathe. Obviously, she's not a freaking doll. So, anyway, guys, I'm getting kind of sleepy right now, you know, I don't fucking fall asleep. So, yeah, man, height pill is real. And vast majority of you Indian people out there, and quite frankly, a lot of you Muslim coppers out there, you're not gonna get your pee-pee touched. So, other than pay-to-play, look, man, look, real talk, okay? I never did pay-to-play in my life. When I was in Cancun, I could have done pay-to-play with young, hot, beautiful Colombianas. But I didn't, okay? Because pay-to-play, I mean, come on, man. Do you think you're gonna get a woman who's gonna freaking squirt all over the place if you're paying her? Absolutely not, man. So, for you Muslim coppers out there, you curry sales out there, man. Unless you find a super duper ugly woman that not even a dog would want. But even at that, man, imagine the future of your children, you know. If you're fucking fugly and you get with a fuglier woman, like, how fugly are your kids gonna be, you know? Think about your motherfucking kids, you know. There's a reason why you curry sales are so good with fucking computers, you know. You're out, you know, you're out in fucking Silicon Valley making a shitload of money, $250,000 a year. And that's God's way of telling you, hey, Indian dudes, why don't you go out there, hire a blue-eyed, blonde, white goddess from, like, fucking Norway, and have her have your children, you see? Yes, God did play a cruel joke on you Indian people, but at the same time, man, you Indian people, you make money, you know, most of you are not retards, So you're smart, you make money, man. See, this is the thing about Indian guys I don't understand, man. Get yourself a mother fucking blue-eyed, blonde, 6 foot tall, white goddess. You know, I'm really sick and, you know, when I was in the Bay Area, man, I've seen so many Indian guys who make good money working for fucking Google, AMD, Intel, and yeah, they have fugly looking wives. It's like, dude, you're fucking clearing a quarter plus $1 million a year, you know. Go to fucking Moldova, go to Romania, you know, go to motherfucking in Ukraine or somewhere in Eastern Europe, man. You guys can get yourself a surrogate mother in Europe. Heck, you can probably get yourself a surrogate mother here in Mexico for like, what, 15, 20, let's say $30,000, okay? You Indian guys can afford fucking $30,000. Why don't you guys do that, you know? Give your motherfucking children a chance that you never had, man. So, for you Indian guys out there who are like, oh, God hates us. Look, man, I'm not God. You know, maybe God hates you. I don't know. I can't. So I'm not God. I can't speak on his behalf. But the solution is right there, man. Fucking get yourself a blue-eyed, blonde, white woman and have kids with her so your kids can have a motherfucking chance. I mean, that's really the only thing you guys out there can do. Now, the last thing here that I have to stress is that a lot of you guys out there, you're not gonna get your pee-pee willingly touched. Let me say that one more time. You know, I'm getting kind of sleepy, okay? A lot of you guys out there, you're not gonna willingly get your pee-pee touched. And I am telling you guys, I feel bad saying this, but I wanna keep it real with you, okay? Big, big, big ass difference between starfish sex and a woman who just keeps on going. The big ass difference, dude. You know, the ex, you know, I had starfish sex from the ex. It was like, what the fuck is this, man? That's it? We just got married and I'm having starfish sex? You know, starfish sex should happen like 2 years after you get married, not like on the wedding night. But with this girl over here, man, woo, you know, so yeah, man, big ass difference in sex between a woman who likes you like that versus a woman who likes your wallet or your green card or whatever, you know, your house. Shit like that. Anyway, guys, I'm getting really sleepy. I think I made my point like multiple times by now. Height pill is real. Status maxin, geo maxin is real. Looks maxin is real. You know, again, 3.5 weeks. I looks maxed in Cancun. Yeah, guys, but the biggest tool you can have in your arsenal, bar none, is height. Because if you have the height, and again, I'm right in front of you, I'm technically obese, okay? Meaning that I'm a little bit on the fat side. Some of you are gonna say, no, Amr, you're a lot on the fat side. Okay, fine. So, I'm fat. Not exactly Mr. Model-like attractive dude, yet. Height. Height, baby, height. Anyway, guys, that's my video for you today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.